Thank you very much, and just to thank all of the panelists for a really sort of stimulating discussion, I think, and it's I think it's really important that we're starting this week with this discussion in the year that's in it. And just a couple of comments from my side. I was really struck, I think, by Helen's remarks that violations don't challenge the relevance of the law. But it does mean that we need to redouble our efforts to make sure that violations are addressed. And from our perspective, we'd like to see, you know, sort of strengthened accountability for violations, and that includes by having the Security Council step up and take on their role. And that includes also by referring violations to the ICC and supporting member states, then supporting the court by executing warrants and including through financial support to the court. So I think that's a responsibility for all of us as member states. We're also conscious that we need to, I think, sort of continue our efforts to respond to new threats to civilians. And Gráinne mentioned the humanitarian impact of conflicts in urban areas. And that's an area that's of quite a lot of interest to us, and we're working with others to move forward work on the responding to the effects of explosive weapons in populated areas. And we welcome efforts by other member states, including Germany and Austria, on this, and we'll be working with them. And then there was just, you know, that point about training. We're a peacekeeping nation. We invest in our peacekeepers, not only in terms of their work in the field, but also in training others. And I suppose that's a kind of question I'd have from the panel, is what can we do in terms of peacekeeping nations to further do that piece of work on educating others on IHL? And also, I wonder what the Security Council can do better in terms of mandates to ensure IHL is better respected in the field. So, thank you.